Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to this 2018 AD edition of the 12 Days of Christmas. In the AIC seasonal video series, Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, I offer a short account of the evolution of the Christmas tradition in the Western Church from its beginning around the 4th century, and the 12 Days of Christmas tradition, which from the 15th century until World War II and the development of worldwide commerce and especially the emergence of the Internet, was very popular in England. The celebration never enjoyed wide popular acceptance in the United States. The purpose of this video series is revival of that 12 Days of Christmas tradition, the real Christmas season, as a much-needed antidote to the rampant commercialization of Christmas, with stores selling Christmas merchandise early in the summer and in the fall. This revised version of the 12 Days of Christmas has been modified to fit into the AIC's now complete teaching video cycle of teaching videos and companion podcasts for every season in the Anglican Church year. Advent, the official start of the church year, and including the Great O Antiphons for the last 7 days of Advent, and lessons and carols for Christmas Eve, Christmas itself, Epiphany, Jessima or pre-Lenten season, Lent, Good Friday, Easter, including Ascension, and Trinity, including discussion of Whitsuntide and Pentecost. The video versions of all of these series are linked from the digital library page with the MP3 podcast versions linked from the podcast archive page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. An easy way to understand the 12 Days of Christmas tradition is thinking of Christmas Day and Epiphany as the bookends, which anchor each end of the real Christmas season, inclusive of the 4 holy days which fall between Christmas Day and the Epiphany, which are the Feasts of St. Stephen on December 26th, St. John on the 27th, Holy Innocents on the 28th, and the Circumcision of Our Lord on January 1st. I have given each of these 12 special days a theme word or words, and these are love for the first day, December 25th, forgiveness for the second day, December 26th, peace for the third day, December 27th, compassion for the fourth day, December 28th, obedience for the fifth day, December 29th, joy for the sixth day, December 30th, family for the seventh day, December 31st, church for the eighth day, January 1st, angels for the ninth day, January 2nd, commandments for the 10th day, January 3rd, and glorifying God for the 11th day, January 4th, and finally, grace and faith for the 12th day, January 5th. During this 12-day period, you can help your neighbors and friends become more aware of the 12 Days of Christmas tradition by leaving your Christmas tree and lights, including external lighting, up and glowing brightly until January 5th, Epiphany Eve. This series is presented in 12 episodes of 10 to 12 minutes each, easily accessible from our YouTube channel, linked as noted from the digital library page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. On the first day of Christmas, December 25th, Christmas Day, the key word is love. As I note in my podcast homily for Fourth Sunday in Advent on the theme of the first gift of Christmas, linked from the podcast homilies page, the first gift of Christmas was not a commercial bauble or any other ephemeral thing that passes away with time, but an eternal gift for all mankind, a child. St. John in his Gospel in John 3:16 explains it this way, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." When we and St. John talk about love in this context, we do not mean love of things such as fame or money or self or of sexual or romantic love. We mean a very special kind of love, which is God's unqualified love for His creation, demonstrated by His sending of His only begotten Son to be incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and entering human history to take upon Himself the mantle of human flesh. The illustration is a late 19th century stained glass window of the Nativity at St. Mary's Church, now believed to be St. Mary's Episcopal Church, Green Cove Springs, Florida, designed by New York City artist Henry Sharp. In New Testament Greek, called Koine Greek, there are many words which are often translated as love. The unique kind of love I speak of here is from the Greek agape. In my podcast homily for Third Sunday in Advent, linked from the podcast homily page and the home page of our website, I explore the meaning of all these other Greek words which can also be translated as love, eros or sexual love, philia, brotherly love, storge, familial love, philotas, love of self, philagoria, love of money, also called avarice, philanthropia, meaning love of mankind. Agape, is above all these forms of love. The illustration is an illumination in colored inks and gilt on paper from a Book of Hours, made in the Netherlands, circa 1420 AD, attributed to the master of the Morgan Nativity narrative from manuscript additional 50005 from the collection of the British Library, London, England. God's gift of His Son as an act of love of which I speak is based upon the Greek, as I noted, the Greek agape. But God also grants to mankind another valuable gift, mercy. Mercy does not mean just His willingness to refrain from destroying us. In fact, there are many forms of God's mercy. I think one should learn to use the plural form mercies to understand the concept of God's mercies. One of these is the mercy of praise, first demonstrated in a Christian context in Scripture in the Gloria in Excelsis, or the chorus of the angels in Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. On the first day of Christmas Day, our songs, hymns, carols, and prayers, which we thankfully direct toward God, just as these angels did in Luke 2, verse 14, should always show toward Him the sense of awe and the respect, honor, and glory to which He is entitled. The illustration is an illumination in colored inks and gilt on paper, showing both the nativity scene in Bethlehem and an angelic annunciation of the event to the shepherds from the Codex Egberti, a gospel book made for Egberti, Bishop of Trier, Germany, between 980 and 993 AD at Reichenau, Germany, from the collection of the Trier Library, Trier, Germany. In this Christmas season, more than ever corrupted by avarice and the secular tendencies of the world, when we give and receive at Christmas, we should always remember that true agape, unconditional love, lies at the heart of all gift giving. Any true gift must be unconditional. There can be no thought of any manner or mode of return on the gift, and no thought of any obligation toward us by the recipient. From our Jewish ancestors, Christians have inherited many understandings concerning God. Anglicans memorialize one of these understandings in the Jubilate Deo, the canticle after the second lesson in morning prayer based on Psalm 66, of which the first verse is, O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with a song. On Christmas Day, December 25th, let us all reflect and be joyful in the knowledge of the profound, unconditional love of God, which He showed us in the willing sacrifice of His Son, who came into the world to save us from our sins since Adam and Eve. Another of the valuable inheritances from Judaism also comes from the book of Psalms. Psalm 118 is thought to have been used as a processional song for Passover to be sung when the priest processed up the temple steps. From Psalm 18, here is verses 118 is verses 28 and 29, a song of worship and praise for the gifts He, our Creator, gives to each of us. Thou art my God, and I will thank Thee. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is gracious, and His mercy is everlasting. Throughout the series, there will be a different musical theme for each day. Today's music is an arrangement for the guitar and electronic chimes of the traditional Christmas carol, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Now on this Christmas day, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I pray you remain always thankful to Him who made all creation and sent His Son into human form. I hope that filled with agape, that special kind of unqualified love which God shared with His creation, that you in your personal life, you will also exhibit the traits associated with the other Greek words which mean love. Storge, familial love. Philia, brotherly love. Philanthropia, which means love of mankind. And demonstrate it with all you encounter in the holiday season and throughout the year to come. Please join me for the second day of Christmas, December 26th, the feast day of St. Stephen, the proto-martyr, when the key word will be forgiveness. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.